Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You can't even make up the craziness of leftism. When it comes to news, when it comes to life, you can't make it up. Example, a trans swimmer, I don't even know the person's name, was nominated for the NCAA Woman of the Year. This is leftism. I saw a picture of the woman, the man that became a woman who married, Joe Biden appointed as whatever, and she was standing there in her uniform, looking like a dude with crazy hair, like the guy from the professor from Back to the Future, with her man who looked like a dude who was dressed in a dress and high heels. You couldn't freak out a person anymore. I mean, and challenge anybody's sensibilities any more than in that one picture. Maybe you've seen it. If you haven't, save yourselves. Don't look at it. Stay away from the light. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Everything we do can be found there, and I hope you go there, visit, and if you really like what you see, support what we do, because it's essentially a ministry against crazy, a ministry against leftism, a ministry against evil. It really is. There are times when I feel like this is a church, the church of Christian Judeo-Christian conservatism that is bringing sanity to a crazy world that is run by nothing but evil, vile people. I saw this story. I haven't even looked at it. Maybe you saw it. Ballet is now added to the list of, anybody want to guess? Yep, racism. It's racist. Ballet is racist. Now, on its surface, prima facie, I guess you could say, well, Kevin, it is dominated by white folks who tend to go to see it. It's white folks. Fine. As what? Is there maybe going to touch the elephant, the lion in Africa, you know, what the Maasai do? Could we consider that racist? Because I don't see a whole lot of white people doing it. I mean, this is so ridiculous. I don't even have to read the story. Why is ballet racist? Because this beautiful art, was it invented by white people? Don't know, don't care. Is music racist? You should go to the Museum of Musical Instruments if you're ever in Arizona, the Scottsdale area. It's absolutely will blow your mind. Everywhere in the world, music is made. Everywhere. You should see the different instruments made in Africa versus Scandinavia versus Europe, etc. All different. You think you know what a trombone looks like? No, you know what an American trombone looks like. That instrument varies all over the world. Not exaggerating it. It's universal music. It is not racist. It's not sexist. It's not homophobic. It's whatever. The same with math. Do you know that they now say math is racist? I'm sure that one of these days they're going to say music is racist. Then they're going to say language is racist. Even though people learn how to communicate all over the world and they choose the languages in which they want to communicate. But it's going to, I'm just telling you, nothing's off limit with leftists. Nothing. And if those stories aren't enough to titillate you, then what about this story about a woman getting pregnant from another woman in a woman's prison? I know, Kevin, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis? You're crazy, man. Come on, black bro. Brother. You can't be, you're not speaking my language, man. You're speaking Ebonics. No, I'm not, white people. Pay attention. A transgender woman, this is in the New York Post. A transgender woman behind bars. At a New Jersey women's prison, impregnated two fellow inmates, prompting officials to move her to a different facility, a report revealed. So let me get this straight. A transgender man becomes a woman because he no longer wants his body parts, but he still has his naughty bits. Okay, you get what I'm saying? He still got them. because I guess he's not fully committed at this point. So he's got him. And he has asked to be moved to a woman's prison. Now, I want you to think about this just a second. You got a dude who's transitioning to be a woman, and he doesn't want to be around all those men in the men's prison, all those fellas he could date. So he asked to be moved to a woman's prison where, on arrival, suddenly the naughty bits go back to work. This dude isn't even a eunuch. He's got the full, as they say, the Frank and the beans, okay? And he impregnates not one, but two women. And they finally said, okay, wait, something's wrong, man. How are we having all these babies? Wait a minute. Let's take inventory. And it's funny to me because it's so ridiculous. Let's see, what's changed? What did our policy change to where we now have two women who are pregnant? They're scratching their head. It's like Jurassic Park where they find the eggs and they go, nature found a way to to survive. The animals have figured out a way to breed. Well, in this case, the animals figured out a way to breed because the dude, Demi Minor, age 27, who was running game on the system, said, hey, listen, I feel like a woman and I want to be in a woman's prison. I mean, I'm going to tell you something right now. If I went to prison, that's the first thing I would do. I go, you know, and Kevin, just, my name is Karen, and I want to be moved to a woman's prison because I am a woman. And it wouldn't be because I'm scared to be with the men. It would be like, who would you rather be around? A bunch of knotheads that are ready to fight and all that at a given moment's notice? Or a bunch of women who you could certainly hold your own. Even the average dude can hold his own with, you know, most women. But I'd be around the women. I mean, who would you rather see shower? A bunch of dudes or a bunch of women? I'm just saying. Have to shower in the corner. Because, you know, you couldn't be looking at them. Oh, my goodness. How crazy is this? Minor, who's serving a 30-year sentence for manslaughter. And they moved him to Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women to the Garden State Youth Correctional Facility, a prison for young adults. And now he is the, as he says, he's the only woman in this prison. No, he's not. I hate to break it to him. There still ain't no woman in that prison. This is the freak show, folks, that we now live in thanks to leftists. Where, I mean, we talk about upsetting the apple cart in ways we never even imagined. Folks, that's just the beginning of what we have to offer for you today. So I hope you'll stick around. I think you will.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden continues to be an embarrassment to this country. Pathetically so. I mean, honestly, this isn't Democrat, Republican. This is an American citizen, Kevin Jackson, giving you my opinion of the guy who was cheated into office. And I don't even, I mean, as far as this discussion goes, doesn't matter. If I had waken up, they said, this is a new president, fairly elected, whatever, and I saw Joe Biden performing, I would be embarrassed for this country. And I'm sure most of you are. Welcome, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And let me tell you, Joe Biden, every time I see him, I say to myself, Democrats, you should be ashamed of yourselves. This is Joe Biden. He sounds like he's 150 years old. Listen to this clip.
And I had a terrible headache. Excuse me, a terrible headache. And sorry.
in case you're wondering what the delay was, he stopped because he needed to get a drink of water. Look, I get that. That happens to people. If you speak as much as I do on stage, you understand it. If you're tired, if you're not feeling very well, you get it. You don't perform at 100%. This is not dropping down from 100% to 80% to 670 or 60. This is 100%. If Joe Biden ever had 100%, down to 10 or 20. It's noticeable. So much so, people are talking about it. They talk about it everywhere, not just here. This is not limited to the United States, folks. People all over the world watch the person who's supposed to be the leader of the free world, the president of the United States. They watch that person and then they react. The world reacts based on how Joe Biden is in this case. The illegal, cheated in, coup version of what should be America's president. And when you notice it, you make policy. You make your policy decisions based on what this clown does. I know by now you've seen him in Israel. And he's, again, for the second time, shaking hands. Tucker Carlson talked about it. And do we have time to play a clip? Yeah, so let's play clip one. I don't know. We have two clips. We'll play one this term and one this segment and one the next. But Tucker Carlson's talking about this. It's impossible not to notice this.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Not to brag, but we're coming to you from Iowa. We'll explain why in just a minute. But first, here's an interesting story. Ronnie Jackson is a physician. He joined the White House medical unit many years ago under President George W. Bush. He stayed in that job. He went on to serve as physicians to two subsequent presidents, Barack Obama and Donald Trump. So Ronnie Jackson knows a lot about what it takes to run the country. During the 2020 presidential campaign, Jackson was home watching Joe Biden deliver a speech. And what he saw Biden say bothered him deeply as a physician. Biden had just announced that he was a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Watch.
I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
So Ronnie Jackson saw that and then went on Twitter. And he made the obvious point. Joe Biden, before this goes any further, should undergo a cognitive examination. The country deserves that. Well, within 20 minutes, Jackson recalls in his new memoir, Barack Obama sent him an email, a characteristically sneering one. And we're quoting, "I have to express my disappointment at the cheap shot you took at Joe Biden via Twitter," Obama said. "It was unprofessional. I expect better." So that wasn't just Obama speaking. That was the uniform command of the people who run the Democratic Party throughout the 2020 campaign. Do not notice what Joe Biden is actually like. If you see him on television, turn away because you might conclude he is fundamentally, physically, cognitively unfit for office. But you can't say that, and if you do, Barack Obama will scold you personally, immediately. Well, fast forward a few years. Joe Biden is now the president, and his mental decline is no longer possible to deny, and therefore it's no longer off limits. Barack Obama isn't going out and defending Joe Biden's competence anymore. Everybody watching, everyone in the media, that would include Barack Obama's former advisors, is now in agreement that Joe Biden is senile and cannot govern the United States.
Watch. He tends to shuffle sometimes because he has, mobility issues that the doctors have identified. Sometimes his speeches tend to be a little listless, or he seems to momentarily get confused or have trouble summoning names.
A third of them, the largest number, said age, that he was too old. That is a problem that's not going to get better. He's not going to get younger.
He's not going to get any younger. I think there are a lot of people who have looked at him over these last years and seen he isn't what he used to be 10 years ago.
He knows he's 80 years old, 79, 80 years old. He knows he's an old white guy in a party that's demographically changing and diverse, and the future is not going to be an old white guy.
When he does badly, when he stumbles, you get nervous. And you wonder, is it just a stutter? Is he tired? Or something else there? Listen, if anybody says that Democrats aren't beginning to have these questions behind closed doors, that's not true. People are.
So the problem with Joe Biden, says Mark McKinnon, is that he's white. Notice the casual racism of the left, 2022. It's ubiquitous. You barely even notice it. That's not the problem with Joe Biden. Who cares what his skin color is? The problem with Joe Biden is he's cognitively unable to serve. But take three steps back. That's not Joe Biden's fault. It's not his fault he has dementia. No, the fact that Joe Biden is president is an indictment of the media and the Democratic Party. because they have known. Contrary to what they're telling you now, Joe Biden's decline, his full-blown senility, has been obvious for more than 3 years. We noticed it. We're not doctors. And by the way, we had no special animus toward Joe Biden at all.
Welcome back, folks. That was Tucker Carlson, and he goes into a second piece. We'll get into that in just a bit. But what I wanted to have you understand is that now the media and the left, the machine, if you will, has finally said, okay, we got to turn. We got to pivot here. And they can't rescue Joe Biden from himself. It's only going to get worse. And look, those of you who've been listening to my program for a while, I told you, look, don't fear not. Fear not. Huge mistake for the Democrats, number one, to cheat at the level they did, and number two, to put in a guy that was so defective that you can't not miss it. It's in your face every single day. And what's in your face every day? Your gas prices? Oh, Kevin, they're going down. If they go down to pre-Trump levels or Trump levels by the election time, I'll buy everybody in America a steak dinner. I'll pay everybody's mortgages. It's not going to happen. Inflation will still be there. Supply chain problems will still be there. Joe Biden is not running the country, and the people who are don't have our best interests in mind. They are fleecing us. They are robbing us. It is one big giant larceny. So it's not going to get better. And when as Joe Biden goes, so will go much of the Democratic Party. And they're, I'm talking about midterms, next election cycle after midterms, next presidential election. And who do we have to blame? We have Jill Biden. Jill Biden is so interested in her job. She loves the ceremony around her role. And she thinks of herself as the first lady of the moment. She didn't care what this is going to do to her husband's career or anything. This was all about Jill Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The country of Britain broke its record for the highest temperature ever registered Tuesday with a 102.4 degrees Fahrenheit reading. Death Valley in the United States, California, has the record at 132 degrees Fahrenheit set back in 1913. Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to Iran starting Tuesday is intended to increase allies among its grinding invasion of Ukraine. In only his second trip abroad since the invasion in February, Putin is scheduled to hold talks with the presidents of Iran and NATO ally Turkey. The Russian hackers Cozy Bear, who breached dozens of U.S. government agencies in 2020, are using high-tech techniques involving Google Drive and Dropbox to break into diplomatic offices in other countries. The Russian state-sponsored hacking group attacked Brazil and Portugal in May using Dropbox or Google Drive storage. USA Radio News. After making a big-time error with last year's All-Star Game, Major League Baseball is hoping you'll watch tonight's game from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. The suspected Buffalo, New York grocery store shooter that prosecutors say was racially motivated has pled not guilty.
The suspect in a deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, New York is pleading not guilty. Zanita Everhart, whose son was among the injured, spoke out following Monday's court hearing.
I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm heartbroken. He came in and tried to destroy my community. So my feelings about him have not changed at all. I'm still disgusted by his presence.
An attorney for Peyton Gendron noted a plea deal could come before the case heads to trial. The 19-year-old allegedly opened fire with a rifle inside a Topps grocery store back in May, killing 10 people. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The question was for the president.
Mr. President, do you want to call on the next question?
Sure. I was given a list here. Steve Holland of Reuters.
Doesn't sound like a big deal, but that's Joe Biden. He's been handed a list. He's supposed to pick the next person. He forgets. The Israel guy says it's for the president to do. And so then Joe, I was given a list. Yeah. He can't just do it. He can't say, oh yeah, look at his list and say, yeah, Steve Woodard from Reuters. His brain doesn't function. Welcome back, folks. It doesn't function cognitively where you can recognize a situation. Let me put it this way. Do you want this guy negotiating treaties for you, negotiating tariffs, residing over tax policy, determining when he can push the button and declare war or whatever, fighting against people who are, I'm talking about the Putins of the world who have all their faculties, the Xis of the world. The other world leaders that go against this guy. I don't care how much staff you have. They can say sign. Think of the manipulation that can occur when this guy doesn't know what he's doing. Some staffer, 35-year-old Georgetown grad, comes up and says, sign this, Mr. President. Okay. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. This is so scary. And Jill Biden is complicit. And she actually had the nerve to, here's what she called herself, the first lady of the moment. And I'll get to it in a second. But when I saw that, when I heard her say that, I went, what is it? What are you, a call girl? You're a temporary first lady whenever Joe Biden needs you. She's the first lady of the moment. And she tries to give some protection to Joe Biden for how piss poor of a job he's done. This article says, First Lady Jill Biden opened up about her frustrations with Biden's fledgling agenda during a private gathering of Democrat donors. This is from a CNN report. The First Lady explained to donors in Nantucket, Massachusetts, that her husband came into the presidency with hopes and plans for how he wanted to shape the future of the country. But those dreams have been interrupted by the problems of the moment. In other words, they had no idea. Even after playing vice president for 8 years, this clown had no idea what to expect. Every single day for the president of the United States is a different day. I don't know if you've ever watched any of these shows. It's every day is different. You're fighting life on every major front, the media front.
The misinformation, I mean, there's so, it's amazing to, as I say, I watch these types of shows because I'm just curious about it. The biggest one, the one I've been watching most recently is called Designated Survivor, where Kiefer Sutherland plays the HUD director who ends up having to become president. And you get a real inside look of the day-to-day, what's involved in just orchestrating this guy's calendar and the things that are coming up behind the scenes, et cetera, involving family, friends, and whatever, the number of enemies you find out you have. They wanted the job. And they got it. The problems of the moment. Every president deals with the problems of the moment. But she goes on to say, he's had so many hopes and dreams for the things he wanted to do. But every time you turn around, he had to address the problems of the moment. They said there were about 24 people gathered at this event. Can you imagine a Trump private fundraiser? How many people would be gathered there? 24? They probably included the servers, the black servers that were working the party. She pointed to the war in Ukraine and the latest string of mass shootings. The Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade is examples of roadblocks to Joe Biden's agenda. He had so many things thrown his way. Who would have ever thought what would have happened with the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade? Well, maybe we saw it coming, but we still didn't believe it. The gun violence in this country is absolutely appalling. We didn't see the war in Ukraine coming. See, they started the war in Ukraine. The gun violence, you didn't think that was coming. Gun violence has been happening in every Democrat city for decades. She acts like it's something new. The Supreme Court meets routinely on things, some we like, some we don't. This isn't anything new. The Bidens have faced nothing that any other presidency hasn't. And the problem that the Bidens have is Joe Biden is a demented clown, a fool, who is creating the problems that he has to supposedly solve. He said, and she shifted some of the blame for Biden's stalled agenda onto Republicans in the Democrat-led Congress, even as Democrats failed to maintain unity in their own party. He said his Build Back Better agenda was dealt another blow by Senator Manchin, who earlier this week, after he refused to support Democratic legislation related to climate change and tax increases. Let me tell you why Manchin did that. Let me tell you why Sinema will follow suit. They know their agenda is dead. They know their agenda is stupid. It's asinine. People are sick of hearing about climate change when they can't even pay for their groceries, when they can't put fuel in their car. Tax increases? What did they just do? They just took away what? A tax off of fuel so you could have some level of relief at the pump. You think they did it for you or you think they did it for politics? See, people are getting it. How are you going to talk about tax increases when you just decreased the tax because of a problem you created, a problem these people never experienced? Keep doing that and the Democratic Party won't exist. Anyway, Joe Biden goes on. Jill says, I was saying to myself, okay, I was second lady. I worked on community colleges. I worked on military families, and I've worked on cancer. They were supposed to be my areas of focus. But when we got into the White House, I had to be, with all that is happening, the first lady of the moment. Well, let's go back to what she tackled. She said she worked on community colleges. I ask you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, what did she accomplish? What's going on in community colleges that's any better than before Jill Biden took over? Anything. Is community college more affordable? It was already pretty affordable. Is community college in a bigger partnership with regular colleges where more of your hours transfer? Do you realize with community college what the regular colleges will do is they will try to keep as few of your hours transferring as possible because they want that money for those liberal arts nonsense classes like, you know, basket weaving 101, African studies, LGBT studies, gender studies, women's studies, etc. They don't want to transfer you. You might actually have learned something at community college that transfers. Did she work on anything that said, hey, listen, college is a ruse. Half of the hours you take in major could be done at community college. Let's make sure that all of the hours that you take in community college go over into a college or university of your choice, and you then only have to worry about the, you know, the big dollars for the in major classes. That would have been something that people would use and need. If you went to college, let me tell you what I know about your degree. You took at least 40 hours of nonsense. At least. You spent, I don't care what your college costs, what your major, if your major is in molecular engineering, whatever, that make up whatever you need, I guarantee you took classes that you paid the same amount of money to study your molecular engineering, that you paid the same amount of money for women's studies or religious studies, something you have zero interest in that has nothing to do with your career. You paid the same amount of money for those classes per class hour. And it was a ripoff. So anyway, community colleges. And I noticed what she says. I worked on community colleges. I worked on military families. What does she do for military families? I dare you to look it up. Get leftists, if you're out there listening to the program, and I know you are, look it up. Tell me what she accomplished for military families. Are they safer? Are they better off? Are they making more money? Is it an easier transition from one location to the other? What? Tell me what she did. And finally, she says, I worked on cancer. What does she accomplish? What does she do for cancer? You know the answer. She accomplished absolutely nothing. But now she's the first lady of the moment. So what is she going to do? Is she going to solve the Roe v. Wade? Is she going to now become the champion of that? Is she going to go into the war-torn Ukraine and stop that war? What is she going to do now that she's got this new agenda? They've been dealt all these new blows that she's talking about. I'd sure like to know. How's she going to help this country? We didn't see the war coming in Ukraine. And oh, she mentioned gun violence. What is she going to do? Is she going to go to Chicago, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, D.C.? San Antonio and the Liberty Town. Where's she going to go? She going to solve the problem of crime? She stated a bunch of things that they so supposedly inherited that they were didn't know what was going on. Well, now you know. What are you going to do now? I'm going to make you a bet. Joe Biden won't even be around to accept the nomination in 2024.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How did he manage to get through the campaign? Well, it turned out, we learned later, his staff, supervised by Dr. Jill, his wife, was giving him pills before every public appearance, checking the time and at a certain hour giving him a dose of something. Now, that's not a guess. We're not making that up. We've spoken directly to someone who was there and saw it happen multiple times. Now, before taking the medication, this person said, Biden was, quote, like a small child. You could not communicate with him. He changed completely because he was on drugs, and he clearly still is on drugs. No one's pushing to know what those drugs are. We should know. But the point is, Joe Biden's dementia was perfectly obvious to everyone around him more than 3 years ago. So we never thought this could happen. You can't make a senile man president of the United States. This is our country. This is a real country. It needs a real leader, even when you disagree with. But someone who's in full possession of his faculties. No one would ever do that. It's crazy. We're completely wrong. We're wrong because we underestimated the cynicism and the recklessness of the Democratic Party and the media who serve them. They will say literally anything, no matter how implausible or immoral, if it brings them more power. They knew exactly how incapacitated Joe Biden was. They lied about it. And the disaster we're living with today is a direct result of their lying. And it's getting worse. It's humiliating. Yesterday, for example, we could go on for an hour, we're not going to, but just to sum it up, yesterday Joe Biden tried to shake an invisible man's hand. Not the first time he's done this. He did the same thing in April. So if you don't like Biden or his agenda, and we certainly don't, there is a kind of partisan glee you take from this. Look how pathetic he is. But, you know, if you're an American, there's no upside, actually. This is horrible for all of us. It reflects poorly not just on the Democratic Party or Biden himself, but on our country.
Welcome back, folks. Tucker's right about a couple of things. He says we underestimated the cynicism of the media and the Democratic Party and all those people who would allow Joe Biden to be shoehorned into office in the big cheat. They lied about his cognitive decline. And like him, I don't have any sympathy for Biden, the Democrats, or anybody who voted for that fool. I don't. When they go to the gas pump, I say, good for you. If they're getting kicked out of their homes, good for them. I don't mean it like I'm happy that it happened. I'm just saying, don't come to me running when you've created a problem and you, Kevin, can you fix my problem? No, I don't fix problems that you create for yourself. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. There are many people out there. They have big hearts. They will help you, but they will help you only if you are solving your problem. I'm talking about conservative help. We'll help you if you're looking to get real help. You're looking to change the course of your life. We're not helping you if all you're going to do is repeat the same problem, repeat the same issues. That's when you lose conservative help. That's when we do interventions and say, you're going to lose our help forever if you don't go. If you want to go that way, go that way. But you'll be going that way alone. So Democrats own all the troubles that are happening in America, the crime rate, killing of police, and watching people die in cities every day, more so than die around the globe of many people. Dangerous cities. I talk to people every single week where they say, Kevin, I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid to go in their own cities. We're in America, folks. We're supposed to be pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you can't go out into a park in your city and feel safe. You can't sit in your car and talk. You can't walk down the street to a bodega or to a coffee shop without being accosted. But the Democrats don't seem to care. And that's just on the, we're talking about the domestic front. What about what Joe Biden's doing around the globe? This guy's an embarrassment. Here's this clip in Israel where he's talking about the Holocaust and trying to pronounce the name of a museum. He's got the notes. He could have reviewed these notes in Air Force One, but he was too busy sleeping or Dr. Jill giving him his magic potion so he could perform.
To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust, I will once more return to the hollow ground of Yad Vashem to honor 6 million Jewish lives were stolen in the genocide and continue, which we must do every day, continue to bear witness.
Still, folks, it's worse than that. Welcome back. It's worse than that. Several blunders. So, and here's what they wrote about this. Joe Biden made several notable blunders during his trip to Israel, ranging from mistakes in a formal speech to a confusing exchange with an Israeli reporter. Giving a preview of his plans in Israel, Biden said, "We're going to celebrate the ending of people to people connection." What he meant to say was the enduring people to people connection. Couldn't say that. He said he planned a trip to Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Remembrance Center, to keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, which is what we just played, the clip for that. So we never forget that lesson, you know. In an interview on Channel 12, Biden, right before he left the U.S., aired the conversation the evening that he arrived in Israel. He said he is committed to reentering the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, but, quote, as a last resort, he would use force against the Islamic Republic if it came to it. He also stressed he would not remove Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard from the foreign terrorist list, even if it killed the deal. Seemingly ignoring the Abraham Accords, the Trump-brokered normalization agreements between Israel and the historically hostile Gulf Arab states, lauded by experts as one of the biggest peace efforts in Middle East history, Biden said, with the last administration, we sort of walked away from the Middle East. Yeah. This guy is gone. And if things got worse in Saudi Arabia, he didn't do any better there. The controversy in Saudi Arabia is Joe Biden said, yeah, well, first of all, he made the comment that he was not going to even go recognize him because of them killing Khashoggi. But then he goes, and I don't know if you've seen the graphic where they have Joe Biden standing with the Saudis, and he's got one of those plastic gas containers in his hand. One of the funniest graphics I've seen in a while. So he says, Joe Biden says he confronted Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. He says, and here's what they say, Biden's claim comes after he was photographed fist bumping the Crown Prince during his visit to the kingdom last week. Biden previously pledged, as I said, that he would treat Saudi Arabia like a pariah state. But he said, after the press conference, he says he raised Khashoggi's murder at the top of the meeting, making it clear, quote, what I thought of it at the time and what I think of it now. What I think of it now, you know how he talks. And it was exactly, I was straightforward and direct in discussing it, he continued. I made my view crystal clear. I said very straightforwardly, for an American president to be silent on the issue of human rights is consistent with, inconsistent with who we are. I'm not correcting me, I'm correcting him. This is what he says. Inconsistent with who we are and who I am. I'll always stand up for our values. That's what he says he said to the Crown Prince. Do you believe it? You believe that's the way Biden led off the meeting? Well, they disagree. By the way, they say this. Biden later claimed that he told the Crown Prince what he thought, that he thought he was responsible for the murder, and that the Crown Prince denied those allegations and indicated all parties involved in the murder were brought to justice. Adel Al-Jubeer, the Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, who was in the meeting with Biden and the Crown Prince, told U.S. journalists he didn't hear Joe Biden make those remarks. Now, here's what I'll tell you. I believe them. See, there was a time where if a president of our country came back and said, this is what I said to so-and-so, this is what I did, this is how I acted, I would say, I believe it. The U.S. absolutely did that. They said, listen, you know, we aren't going to tell you how to run your country, but we vehemently were upset. You know, I don't know whatever language they use, but I would believe it. I believe nothing that comes out of the mouth of this clown of a president. And I'm being very nice to him when I call him a clown. And I apologize if you happen to be a clown in real life because, you know, I respect your job. I don't respect Joe Biden. See, when a clown is a clown, he's telling you, I'm just fooling around. I'm making fun of things. I'm not trying to be serious. Joe Biden is a clown and he doesn't know it. Well, I think he does when he's lucid. He knows it. So we had Joe Biden gallivanting in the Middle East. I don't know why Israel would give Joe Biden an award. I don't get it. He got this stupid award, then they had to tell him where to go sit as he was still trying to shake hands with the air. Guys, we are in deep kimchi in letting these people run our country. And we better make sure we check them in this next election.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.